VWA Mobile.
KO4PXB, also mobile.
Good. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. Just got back from the site, having to reset the NIC because it obviously had some kind of power interruption from that power, and it disabled the NIC. So I had to go and bounce it, and now they're back up and running.
Pelham Road area.
The main business area or the site that I was at?
Had the issue.
Sir, that I was out in Williamston.
Because I'm having power issues at my building off of Pelham Road.
Yep, that is definitely should not have affected the place that I was at.
But ever since Friday when we had that big storm up here, the power, the lights have been flickering. And each of the suites in my building that I own has its own power and meter. So when I checked with all the other suites and said, yeah, they were having the same problem, I knew it was from the source up there on the power pole. So I got to get a hold of Duke Power and say, hey, guys, let's get things stabilized.
Yep, dirty power is definitely never a good thing.
Power was enough today that it took out a 3-amp fuse in a 24-volt power circuit in one of my HVAC systems. So one of my suites was without power or without heat for a little while this morning. And went over there, put in another fuse, and everything just rocking and rolling just fine. My HVAC guy says, you have no problems.
Yeah, under voltage is just as bad as over voltage.
So the voltage dropping out and coming back on, dropping out and coming back on 15 or 20 times in 5 seconds, you know what that can do? That causes all kinds of crazy current flows.
Yes, it does, and I'm not sure what type of complex you have, if anybody lives in them, but most of the time, complexes like that, they want people to have it where there's some kind of standby power for the people that may be on breathing machines or this, that, and the other.
Certainly, I'm not in that kind of an issue, and that's under the current codes. Any of the apartment complexes that are more than about 5 or 10 years old, they don't have to do that yet. But no, my spaces are strictly office spaces.
It's definitely good. Glad you don't have to put up with that because, yeah, I could definitely foresee that being a headache that somebody was on something that needed to stay up and running without, you know, out power. Then it would definitely be smart to have the whole complex where you could be, you know, on standby power.
I would hate to have to provide a backup generator for my 10,000 square foot building. I've got 100 amp panels in that building.
Yep, all I got to say with that one, if that was having to provide power for emergency, would be cha-ching.
Well, just like everything else in the world, it you got to pay to play. Well, so how's everything else been going, Lloyd? You been have you gotten yourself up on HF yet?
Honestly not, sir. Like I said, it's still in the works to get done. Like I said, just hadn't convinced the wife to be able to let me do so yet.
Have consensus from the powers that be.
That is the words of wisdom, because I don't want the dog, you know, not have to sleep in a dog.
Well, listen, I just pulled into Sherwin-Williams over here on Highway 14. I just rented out another space, and we're doing a little bit of refresh on the door trims and all that kind of good stuff, and I got to go in and buy a little bit of paint. I'll be back out in about 10 minutes, I think. So maybe I'll catch you then. So you be careful out there. K and 4, BWA. I'm clear.